Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let the firing squad begin. It was just a different way to talk about the stadium and to recognize and honor a special momentous occasion with a twist. Again, I strongly believe, I know, that Josh Harris said, I would like to go back to the Redskins name if all things are equal, if I could, if it would work. It can't. It won't. So what can I do? How can I reward the fans? I can return the team to its spiritual home. That's what I'm going to do. He got the job done. Kudos to him. Some of you are going to take this as an insult. I just take it as reality. Let's get to the phones and get to as many of you guys as we can. And I see all of you lined up to yell at me. Let's start line three. Mark is in Springfield on the Team 980. Hello, Mark. How are you?
It is always a pleasure to talk to the hardest working man in sports talk radio.
My guy, I try to work a lot less now because I can't take it anymore, but thank you, Mark.
You really think I'm going to call and yell at you?
No, not you. I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about the names that I see on my phone board.
Oh, you must see Paulie and Dr.
Dr. Sabah is there. Yes. John in Oklahoma is there. Let's see. The Birdman probably wants to yell at me, even though he's a dopey Ravens fan. Yeah.
Yes, he'd be there. Hey, a couple of things. Number one, I think everything you said is absolutely correct. I think the number one story is the redemption of Washington, the stadium. I mean, this is going to set up the franchise for the next at least 30 years. They still have land to play with. There wasn't going to be any last minute changes on this deal, you know? Somebody came in with a few throw-ins, and they said, no thanks. We got it the way we want it, and that was it. So that's the way it's going to be. It's going to be a great place, and hopefully I'll live to see it.
You will. You will. Mark and Springfield will live on forever. Hopefully you and I, will be at the first game, okay?
And I think he's going to build a winning tradition. We're going to have a good team. I mean, maybe we'll win this weekend. I don't think Jaden's going to play anyway. So I think this game this week, this one game, is secondary to the most important thing, just like you said. Number three, I agree. It might be nice to go back to the Redskins. It's not going to happen. I do think that somewhere down the road they might consider another change name. But it's not going to go back to the Redskins, mm-hmm. No matter how much we would want to do it. And can I mention one fourth thing? I didn't get in on the call yesterday, but I was listening to the Junkies this morning, and he was talking to some analyst out on the West Coast who said, yeah, you know, Tom Brady's a great guy, and, you know, he's meeting with the coaches and stuff, but it's not like he's sitting in and making the game plans. Well, J.P. Finley and Grant and Danny have great points. He doesn't have to sit in and make the game plan, but just the fact that he's in these coaches' meetings and he's meeting with Chip Kelly and these other coaches a couple times a week, he's not making the game plan. But don't you think they're not saying, hey, you know, you know, Commanders, they have these defensive trends that I've seen and heard the coaches talking, and offensive schemes, here's kind of what they go to. And don't think that when he didn't sat in on the Bears meeting a few weeks ago, he's not going to come in for their upcoming game with the Bears and say, you know, this is the way the Bears try and scheme things, and here's what their tendencies are, you know, and offensively, here's what they want to try and do, you know, and things and stuff like that. So, no, he's not making the game plan. But I refuse to believe over coffee talk or a glass of wine or a bottle of whiskey that they're not chit-chatting about stuff they really shouldn't be chit-chatting about. So I firmly believe he should not be allowed in these planning meetings. And if he wants to be an analyst, let him analyze and call the game. But he should not be allowed to get in on these meetings, because I do not believe there's a Chinese wall between it.
All right, Mark. Great call. Appreciate you as always. Good to hear from you. I disagree with that. I think it's perfectly allowed to, you're perfectly allowed to, you know, share some observations and some information. I think it's the onus is upon the coaches, the teams, the players, and the PR staffs. Hey, Tom Brady is a part owner of the Raiders. You need to be careful about what you say. We play the Raiders in 2 weeks. I know that's how the Commanders did it. I know that's how they did it. I know other teams around the NFL, coaches, executives, said, this is poppycock. This is nothing. Of all the things we've got to worry about, this is the last thing on our mind. And you might think, well, because it's the last thing on their mind, that they're not thinking about it, or that they're not concerned about it, or that they're not aware of it. You're selling them short. They're all aware. They all know. They all know. 301-230-0980. Let's leave the Brady stuff on the side for right now. Let's talk about RFK and the Redskins name, okay? And the reason why the Redskins name is a part of this is because some people thought it was a joint deal. Some people thought if one happened, the other would happen. It was never that way. It was never that way. Realistically, honestly, truthfully, in every way, it was never that way. It wasn't an option. And nor should it have been an option. The only thing that Josh Harris focused on was building this stadium and getting it done at the RFK site, because he knew that was one of two ways that he could truly return this team's legacy. There was that way, the realistic, controllable way, and then there was the way a lot of you want. And that's not realistic. That was never in play. Sorry. All right, here she is, Dr. Sabah, line four.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's yelling at me on Twitter, and now she's here to yell at me on the radio.
Well.
Hi, Doc. How
you know,
are
for
you?
Somebody, I would never yell at you. We can respectfully disagree. Unlike some of the callers yesterday calling me, Paula telling me to shut up because I told Jaden to keep running, and then I think it was the K-9 called Dog complaining. Like, he was upset because I said JD should run. I mean, if that's what you do best, do it. And if you get hurt, then we know to move on.
Well, a lot of people, a lot of people took offense to,
oh my God, it was a hatred.
To you basically saying if he gets hurt, he gets hurt. And, then it gets us out of paying a big contract. So that a lot of people took offense to that.
Well, I'm sorry, but you can look what Cincinnati's doing with Joe Burrow. I told you this. That's my bold prediction. I was going to tell Kevin, but I didn't get through. J.K. Browning, I think it's J.K., something Browning, he's going to do well, and he's going to take him to the playoffs, and I think they need to move off of Joe Burrow, because quarterbacks get hurt because of their own doing. Browning, Browning?
It's Jake Browning, so you're close.
Jake Browning.
But as I said the other day, and you might take offense to this, there is nobody that loves mediocre quarterbacks more than you, Doc.
He's not mediocre.
He had
11 wins that one year.
Doc.
He went to the playoffs.
He didn't win 11 games by himself, Doc.
The point I'm trying to make, he's got the two best wide receiver tandem in the league with Higgins and Chase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Burrow has been wasting it, and everybody keeps blaming on everybody else but Burrow.
Okay.
It is his fault. He holds on to the ball.
All right.
Okay.
We can argue Joe Burrow another day. I want you to tell me why I'm so full of crap.
I will.
On the Commanders and the stadium.
I just want to put that out there. That's what I was talking about. I don't want him to get hurt, but I'm saying if quarterbacks are going to get hurt, do it in your first contract. Don't make me pay you, and then you get hurt. Okay, next.
That part is fair.
You're just missing the whole point of this name thing. If the name was never coming back, Chris, they would be somewhere in the contract that you must not use the name Redskins, or we will withdraw funds.
What contract?
It's not in there.
What kind? Oh, you mean for the stadium?
The thing they all had to vote on.
I mean,
and the council members all got asked, including the mayor, if the name was Redskins, would you stop the project? They said no. They said why? Well, it's a different owner. It never was the name. It was never about discrimination. We all know this, Chris. You're just trying to play naive because you want to get at us, and that's fine.
Here's what you don't understand. It's easy for them to say that. It's easy for them to say that in hindsight, okay? Because they didn't want to apparently say it on the record before, okay? This is not a. Yeah. This was not a Josh Harris decision. I believe Josh Harris. If you gave him the choice, if there was no financial repercussions, if there were no problems, no issues, confrontations, I believe he would have gone back to Redskins. I believe that. I would like to go back to Redskins. You guys think I'm against? You think I'm against it? But again, there's a difference between what I want and what is applicable and what is realistically.
It's not over, Chris.
It's
not over. It's a process. He wants to get the stadium. He knows there's no welcome back commies. They've never played there. You don't put an expansion team in something like that. Come on, welcome home. Welcome home who? That's like having a neighbor that you never live with come to your house and say, welcome home. Well, they never lived there. So he is getting the stadium, and then he's going to get, it's going to be called RFK, Redskins Football Kingdom. Listen, it's not over till it's over. You want to quit? You want to quit? I'd rather fail. I've said that a million times. I'd much rather fail than quit. Be a failure once in a while, Chris. Stop quitting. Quitters never win. Failures, they sometimes do.
Okay. I'm just realistic. Redskins Football Kingdom.
No. There's a difference. It's not over. Until that stadium gets built, I want to see a name on it. Then it's over.
All right.
Thanks, bud. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Let's go to the Birdman and see what this squawking Ravens fan has to say about RFK Stadium's return. Hello, Birdie.
How are you going to make me follow Redskins Football Kingdom?
I don't know. If anybody can do it, though, it's you, Bird.
So Chris, here's my thing. I think you're wrong in thinking that this is what Josh Harris wanted, because he shopped this team around like no other. I mean, let's count the ways. He tried to make a deal with Maryland. It fell through. He had a deal to go to Virginia, which you touted on the air for a whole freaking week and a half. And that fell through.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That was Dan Snyder. That was not Josh Harris.
Snyder? Okay, well, I thought that was...
It was Ted Leonsis that had the deal that you're probably talking about with Virginia, but Dan Snyder was the one who was negotiating and had tried to purchase land and whatever when he was the owner in Virginia, because that was his mission, was to build it in Virginia. Why? Because the richest people in the world are in Virginia, or in the country, are in Virginia.
Well, that's where you live.
There you go. Yeah. Except they left a couple of zeros out on my paycheck.
But in all seriousness, right? I think what people's getting hung up on, if you remember, when this was first broached, Donald Trump came out and said that he would hold funding for the stadium project unless it was returned back to the Redskins team.
Yeah.
So I think that's what everybody's getting hung up on, because he still has to pass it.
Well, that's why I said immediately on Twitter last night when the second deal went through, I said, unless someone wants to ruin it. And that's who, obviously, I was referring to. Now, again, he can threaten that, okay? He can threaten that. And if somehow, some way, the NFL and Josh Harris capitulate, then I will gladly say I'm wrong that I was wrong. I didn't see that scenario actually happening. And the team name is returning to the Redskins. And you guys can celebrate. And I would be fine with it. And I would just take the L and say I was wrong. But a lot's got to happen before that happens.
Right. And Chris, where the hell is D.C. getting $1 billion to build this thing? I mean, the economy sucks. You have all these people without jobs.
First of all, they're not paying $1 billion up front, number one. Number two, you got to remember, and you know this, if you want to make money, you've got to invest money. That's what this is. This is a money-making venture for Washington, D.C.
Do you think this would come up on referendum if it passes?
Well, it doesn't have to.
But I'm just saying, what do you think public settlement
if it had to go to a public vote?
Yeah.
I probably would say unlikely to pass, but I can't say for sure that it wouldn't pass.
Yeah, I don't think it would pass. Yeah. Not in this climate.
Yeah.
And it's a hard sell.
Yeah. I would say unlikely to pass, but I can't say for sure. And you're right, and technically you're right. There is one remaining scenario that would lead to the name Redskins coming back, and that's if the president of the United States, the elected president of the United States, forces them to change the name and threatens to blow up the entire deal. And has the actual authority to do so, which I believe he does, but I don't know enough about that.
Funding.
Yeah. So we'll just have to see. Bird, I got to let you go. Good luck to your Ravens. Thank you, brother. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I see y'all. I know you're bloodthirsty. Let's get after it. Let's have some fun on a Thursday afternoon. I was right 2 years ago. I told you Josh Harris would choose to bring the team home to D.C. in lieu of going back to Redskins. That's what he did. Tell me I'm wrong on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.